Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Tuesday, May 27, 2025.
Capgemini and SAP's AI Partnership. Capgemini, a leading IT firm from France, has joined forces with SAP, a top software company from Germany, to deliver tailored AI solutions from Mistral for critical industries. This partnership focuses on sectors with strict data rules, such as financial services and aerospace. By leveraging Mistral's expertise in AI, they aim to enhance operations and ensure compliance with important regulations. As the demand for innovative technology rises, finding solutions that keep our data safe is more crucial than ever. How will AI transform the way we manage sensitive information?
Nippon Steel's ambitious merger with U.S. Steel. Nippon Steel Corporation, a leading Japanese steel manufacturer, is trying to merge with U.S. Steel Corporation in Pittsburgh for $14.9 billion. This deal could make Nippon Steel the third largest steel producer in the world, right after China's Baowu Steel Group and Luxembourg's ArcelorMittal. However, the merger faces significant hurdles. The United Steelworkers Union is worried about job security and the impact of a foreign company buying an American firm. In January 2025, President Joe Biden blocked the merger, citing risks to jobs and investments. Surprisingly, former President Donald Trump later expressed support for the deal, suggesting a shift in political sentiment that could sway public opinion in key steel-producing states. Nippon Steel plans to invest $14 billion in U.S. Steel's operations, including $4 billion for a new steel mill, which is vital for revitalizing U.S. Steel's facilities and ensuring job security for workers. This situation highlights the ongoing tension between foreign investment and national security as the U.S. government reviews the potential risks of this merger.
Trump delays tariffs on EU goods. U.S. President Donald Trump has postponed the implementation of 50% tariffs on goods from the European Union, moving the deadline from June 1 to July 9. This decision came after European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen requested more time for negotiations, highlighting the complexities of US-EU trade talks. Following the announcement, global markets reacted positively, with the MSCI All Country World Index climbing by 0.2% and European stocks gaining 1%. The euro strengthened by 0.24% against the US dollar, reaching about 1.1382 US dollars per euro, while the British pound rose nearly 0.2% to 1.3560 US dollars. Although this delay has temporarily boosted market confidence, uncertainties about future trade relations remain. Analysts note that investors are shifting their focus from U.S. markets to European and Asian markets amid concerns about a potential U.S. recession and a broader global economic slowdown. What could this mean for consumers and businesses? Stay tuned for updates.
Trump's proposal to shift education funding. U.S. President Donald Trump has proposed shifting $3 billion in federal funding from Harvard University to trade schools, igniting a conflict with elite educational institutions. He criticizes Harvard for what he views as biased hiring practices. In response, Harvard, which has about 6,800 international students, has filed a lawsuit, claiming these funding cuts violate its rights to free speech and academic freedom. The National Institutes of Health, which usually allocates these funds for biomedical research, has frozen the grants, saying they no longer align with agency priorities. Recently, a U.S. judge temporarily blocked efforts to revoke Harvard's ability to enroll foreign students, providing relief to thousands affected. This situation highlights the complex relationships in educational funding and raises questions about the future of higher education.
Putin's call to limit foreign tech services. Russian President Vladimir Putin is pushing to limit foreign technology services like Microsoft and Zoom in Russia. Speaking from Moscow, he expressed serious worries about the growing impact of these companies on the digital world and emphasized the need for local software solutions to safeguard national interests. This move comes amid rising tensions with Western nations, reflecting a strong desire for technological independence. The proposed limits could significantly affect everyday Russians who depend on these platforms for communication and business. What does this mean for the future of technology access in the country? As Russia navigates these challenges, the implications for international relations and the digital economy are profound.
Venezuela's controversial election victory. On May 25, 2025, Venezuela's ruling coalition, led by President Nicolas Maduro, claimed a hard-fought and contentious victory in parliamentary and regional elections. Many opposition groups boycotted the vote, alleging fraud, a claim that echoes concerns from the disputed presidential election in July 2024. Preliminary results from the National Electoral Council showed Maduro's coalition winning 82.68% of the National Assembly votes and securing 23 out of 24 state governor positions. Maduro hailed this outcome as a triumph for peace and stability, reinforcing the influence of Chavismo, the political movement founded by his predecessor, Hugo Chavez. The elections also included a new governorship for the disputed Essequibo region, which Venezuela claims, but Guyana administers. Despite warnings from the Guyanese government and an International Court of Justice order to maintain the status quo, Maduro's government moved forward with the elections. Opposition leader Maria Corina Machado criticized the process, stating that up to 85% of eligible voters in some areas chose to abstain. Meanwhile, Enrique Capriles and Zulia State Governor Manuel Rosales urged participation to avoid exclusion from governance. With a reported voter turnout of 8.9 million, about 42% of the 21 million eligible voters, this election marks a significant consolidation of power for Maduro amid ongoing economic challenges and international sanctions.
Tensions rise during flag march in Jerusalem. On May 26, 2025, tensions flared during a large flag march in Jerusalem, marking Israel's capture of East Jerusalem in the 1967 Six-Day War. Tens of thousands of extreme right-wing Israelis participated, and while the event started peacefully, chaos erupted as confrontations broke out between marchers and Palestinians, as well as left-wing activists and journalists. Witnesses reported harassment of Palestinian shopkeepers, and marchers shouted nationalistic slogans, including "Death to Arabs." Violence soon followed in the Old City, with reports of harassment and assaults. A police officer noted that many young marchers couldn't be arrested due to their age, and no arrests were made by late afternoon. Moshe, a 35-year-old Israeli settler from the West Bank, called it a very happy day for Israel. Meanwhile, left-wing opposition leader Yair Golan condemned the violence as shocking and unrepresentative of a loving Jerusalem. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stressed the need to keep Jerusalem united under Israeli sovereignty. This rally coincided with ongoing conflicts in the region, as the war in Gaza entered its 20th month following Hamas' attack on southern Israeli communities in October 2023. The Al-Aqsa Mosque compound remains a flashpoint, further inflamed by visits from far-right politicians like Itamar Ben-Gvir.
North Korea criticizes U.S. missile defense project. North Korea has condemned the United States' Golden Dome missile defense project, labeling it a nuclear war scenario. This criticism was reported by the Korean Central News Agency, or KCNA. Announced by President Donald Trump, the initiative is expected to cost around $175 billion. It aims to create a system of satellites designed to intercept missiles shortly after launch from countries like China, Iran, North Korea, or Russia. North Korea views this project as a direct threat to its national security, reflecting ongoing tensions with the U.S. As these developments unfold, the stakes for global security continue to rise.
EU nations raise alarm over Hungary's LGBTQ+ legislation. More than a dozen European countries are raising alarm bells over new legislation in Hungary that targets LGBTQ+ individuals. This law, passed in March 2025, bans the annual Pride March and allows police to use facial recognition technology to identify participants. In April, Hungary's government changed its constitution to recognize only two sexes, male and female. Countries like the Netherlands, Czech Republic, Finland, and Sweden are among those expressing concern, stating these actions clash with core values of human dignity, freedom, and equality. Prime Minister Viktor Orban's government has faced criticism for its stance on democratic standards and minority rights since taking power in 2010. This declaration comes just before EU ministers discuss Hungary's potential breach of the bloc's fundamental values. Critics argue the legislation undermines LGBTQ+ rights and fosters discrimination, while the Hungarian government defends it as necessary for protecting children. This ongoing situation highlights the rising tensions between Hungary and the EU regarding human rights, with significant implications for LGBTQ+ rights across Europe.
Key developments in the Russia-Ukraine conflict on May 27, 2025. On May 27, 2025, the Russia-Ukraine conflict escalated dramatically. Ukraine reported that Russia launched a staggering 355 drones overnight, prompting President Volodymyr Zelensky to condemn these attacks, which tragically resulted in the deaths of two elderly women in Kharkiv. In response, Russia claimed to have shot down at least 48 Ukrainian drones and accused Ukraine of targeting its infrastructure. Meanwhile, Russian forces seized several villages in the northeastern Sumy region, aiming to create a safe area. The humanitarian impact is severe, with 630 Ukrainian children reported dead and nearly 2,000 injured since the conflict began. In military aid news, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz announced that Ukraine's allies would no longer limit the range of weapons supplied, raising alarms in the Kremlin. U.S. President Donald Trump remarked that Russian President Vladimir Putin has gone absolutely crazy due to the scale of the attacks. French President Emmanuel Macron suggested that Trump is starting to realize he was misled about the war. As tensions rise, Finland summoned Russia's ambassador over a suspected airspace violation, highlighting the ongoing crisis.
Augustin Karstens calls for urgent action on public debt. Augustin Karstens, general manager of the Bank for International Settlements, recently addressed a conference in Tokyo, Japan, highlighting the critical need for global action on rising public debt. He warned that increasing interest rates are making government financial plans unmanageable for many nations, a stark contrast to the more manageable debt levels seen after the 2008 financial crisis. Karstens emphasized that the era of ultra-low rates is over, urging governments to act quickly to secure their finances before public confidence diminishes. He pointed out that financial markets are beginning to recognize the risks of certain fiscal policies, which could lead to defaults on public debt and destabilize the global financial system. Karstens called for clear and credible strategies to maintain financial stability, especially in light of challenges from aging populations, climate change, and rising defense costs. He concluded by stating that central banks cannot bear the entire responsibility for stabilizing inflation, as many factors influencing it lie beyond their control. What will happen if governments fail to act?
China blames Taiwan for cyberattack. Chinese authorities in Guangzhou reported a cyberattack on a tech firm, claiming it was backed by Taiwan's government. They alleged that a foreign hacker group received support from Taiwan's ruling party, the Democratic Progressive Party, known for its pro-independence views. This accusation highlights rising tensions over Taiwan's sovereignty. The situation could lead to a show of military strength from China and increased support for Taiwan from other countries. As events unfold, it's crucial to watch how both sides respond and what this means for cybersecurity and international relations. That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's headphone news. News summary brought to you by AI.